As darkness was erecting on Bill Gostovich. Bill, B-I-L-L, B as in boy, B-I-L-L-M, Gostovich, G, G as in George, G-O-S-T-O-V-I-C-H, T as in Thomas, Gostovich, V-I-C-H. Date of birth is 3-6-54, date of visit 1-7-26. Please make copy for Mark Kendrick, M-D. That's K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K, Mark Kendrick, M.D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 71-year-old male who has a history of COPD, has been short of breath with minimal activity, and has been on home oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula. The patient is extremely short of breath. In spite of being on nebulized bronchodilators, antibiotics, and steroids, he continues to be very symptomatic. Period. He had a prior chest CT done. In April of this year, followed by a PET CT scan, which showed a lobular spiculated mass in the right apex. At 2.5 centimeter with a maximum SUV of 13.7 and considered malignant. A bronchoscopy was performed, and the patient apparently also had a CT guided needle biopsy done. I'm sorry, a navigational bronchoscopy was done, and a endobronchial biopsy and a needle biopsy were done from the lesion, and it was reportedly noted to be benign. The cytology showed acute inflammation, and the washings were negative from malignant cells. There were no AFB noted. The patient was advised to have a follow-up chest CT, which apparently was just done this month, and we don't have the results here. His O2 sats are in the 80s. Even on oxygen at 2 to 3 liters. The patient has some leg swelling but denies calf muscle pains. Next, past history. The patient's past history includes history of coronary artery disease with stenting, history of severe COPD with emphysema, history of upper lobe lung nodule, history of pulmonary hypertension. The allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next, family history, father died of an MI, mother died of unknown causes and had dementia. Next, allergies, none. Next, habits, the patient smoked 2 packs per day for 50 years, no alcohol use recently. Next, paragraph, system review. The patient has had shortness of breath, wheezing, coughing spells, hemoptysis. No fevers, but has weight loss and fatigue. No cataracts and glaucoma, no vertigo, but has sore throat, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, no flank pains. He has no chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations and mild leg swelling. He has anxiety attacks. And he has muscle aches and no joint pains. He has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included Coreg 3.125 milligrams BID, Plavix 75 milligrams daily, Acetamib 10 milligrams daily, and aspirin 1 daily. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly male is dyspneic and face was plethoric. He has no clubbing but has mild leg edema, blood pressure 130 over 80. Pulse is 100, respiration 22, temperature 97.5. Weight is 145, saturation is 82. HENT, head nomophthalmic, pupils reactive, sclera was clear, throat was mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and distant breath sounds and wheezes were scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of regular asthma and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no aeromegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema. Mild edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes, the 1 plus, with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves, grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, breast, number 1, COPD with severe emphysema, number 2, right upper lobe, lung nodule, lot malignancy. Number 3 is history of coronary artery disease. Number 4 is Corpulmonale. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast to evaluate the lung nodule. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. He will continue with albuterol and ipratropium. NEPS 3 times daily. And a copy of his previous CAT scan will be requested. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 3 weeks. The patient was advised to go to the emergency room for evaluation and admission. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Mark Kendrick, KENDRICK, MD, Sac D'Souza.